Welcome back to the Behind the Saints podcast, located at the 88.3 radio station, where we get to know the Siena Saint athletes outside of their sport. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and our featured guest today is cross-country member Ryan Shanahan. Welcome.
What's up? How you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks for coming in today.
No problem.
So how did you get started with running?
Back in middle school, I ran the gym mile, and I did pretty good, and the cross-country and track coach was there, and he basically recruited me and wanted me to run, and then I ran, and then the rest is history.
You did so it was like the gym. We went to high school together, if everyone was wondering. The one that you would like run outside by the middle school.
Yeah, I like ran it in like
4 minutes.
Yeah, I ran it like pretty fast. Like I beat everyone else by like a minute, and the coach was there. He's like, "Oh, you should join." I was like,
Yeah.
I don't know, because I was a big basketball guy back in the day, so.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, basketball. I used to play lacrosse, too, so.
So basketball.
That was, like, my last option. And, like, obviously, like, running isn't the most appealing sport to everyone.
Not everybody loves it, but.
I mean, it's good. Has its benefits.
Are you sad that it won over basketball, or?
I mean, I still enjoy basketball a lot. Yeah. I still do it, but running's great. I love the people here. I love the team and the aspect of running.
Yeah. So you have a new coach this year, right?
Yeah, we just actually got a new coach a couple weeks ago, actually. Her name's Liz DeBull.
Cool.
She used to coach at Stanford. She ran at Georgetown, too, so she's pretty smart, knows what she's doing, and she's very nice, as a couple weeks have been on with her.
So would you say like the adjustment of that's been going well?
Oh yeah, it's been great. She's already got her plan and her training for everyone good, asks her how everyone's doing every day, so she's doing a great job so far, so excited for the future.
Are you guys still running outside right now, or is this indoor?
Even though it's technically like indoor now, we run outside all year round, so it continues all year round, like even the hot and the freezing, like below freezing, we're still outside running.
Do you think you run like better in the cold or the hot?
Honestly, I like running in the cold better.
Yeah,
the cold, like I sweat so much, so I usually like don't even have to put that like many layers on when it's cold, and I still like sweat a lot. Like I like in the summer, I like can't run without like overheating because it's so hot outside.
Yeah, no, I would not want to do that.
Yeah, it's.
You were running a lot over the summer.
Yeah, I was, and it's definitely doesn't help my body.
Yeah, I don't know. The cold is brutal. Yeah. I feel like it's worse because don't you like feel it in your lungs?
Oh yeah, you definitely feel it in your lungs. Like when you finish running after running in like the freezing, you're like coughing for like hours until it goes away. It's definitely not the best, but I like it more than the heat just because. I overheat so quickly and the cold is not even that bad.
Yeah. No, I guess so. Especially because you're running that fast. But I just did the turkey trot. Whatever that was, and I was thinking about cross country. I was like, how do they do this every day? I was dying.
Yeah. I mean, I was injured over the fall. So I am just coming back now. And like, I understand what you mean. I like feel obese right now.
Yeah. Well, especially because you're running like that much. That was probably frustrating.
I got a stress fracture in my shin, so it was a little annoying at first, and I still have to like bike every day, but I had to bike all fall, and I couldn't even run or do anything, so
that's brutal.
It sucked, but now I get to run a little bit each week, so it's fine now.
What do you guys like? What are you supposed to be running like every day? How many miles would you say?
I mean, it depends. I'd say like if it's like the top of like our training, probably like 70, 75, and some people are even going higher than that. Well, that's just me.
Yeah.
But like, I'd say like on a normal basis, like this week, like some people are running like 50 miles. Like, I'm probably going to only run like 20 since I'm coming back.
Only?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a little, but like, in like a couple weeks, I'm gonna be running like 60 or 70, and like
wow.
That's like
normal.
Yeah, that's supposed to be normal.
So do you guys run at all over the winter? Like, I know you're training and stuff, but you guys, do you compete too at all?
Like, when we get back, like, when we get back to school, like, yeah. we still get to have, like, the full breaks to ourselves. But then when we come back, we have track meets in, like, Boston and New York City, and we have one at Cornell and Utica, so that's going to be interesting.
You got a favorite place?
I like Boston. I like the University of Boston. I like the city of Boston in general. So I always like going there. It's nice. Like, I usually, if I go there, I like run to Fenway Park, which is like right next to there. So it's always cool seeing that. And the track is nice and it runs fast. So
yeah. So are you a Boston fan for sports?
Yeah, I am. I'm Boston through and through. My Patriots aren't looking so good, but still beat the Steelers last night.
I don't want to talk about it. That was embarrassing. The Steelers are terrible.
There are two horrible teams. I could barely watch the second half. The first half was like awesome, but then the second half, like, it was horrible.
I thought it was looking up for the Steelers until I watched them play the Cardinals and lose, who were literally 2-10, and that's like an embarrassment in itself. Fired the offensive coordinator. I was like, that's not looking. It's good he got fired.
Yeah. Painful. I mean, they have a good record, but Mr. Trubisky doesn't help them that much.
No. And I was really rooting for him, but he's so bad.
Yeah, he's horrible.
Who's your quarterback now? Because I feel like
we had Mac Jones, but then now it's Bailey Zapp. But they're two quarterbacks that aren't the best, but
they can make do with it.
Yeah, we just gotta hopefully get a good draft pick and get a quarterback. So
all right. So Pats kind of stink. You went to Celtics games, right?
Yeah. The Celtics are looking good this year, which is a plus. That's the two ones that I really watch a lot: the Celtics and the Patriots.
Who is your favorite Celtics player?
I'd probably say the obvious answer is Jason Tatum. Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. He's so good.
Hopefully they win. They always get far and then they don't win.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
maybe this is the year for them.
Everyone always chirps about that, so hopefully they can at least do it this year. Because they're projected to at least do good this year.
Yeah.
Which sucks because
they lost
last year and that wasn't a good time.
No, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
So again, this is the BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and we are located at the 88.3 radio station. Today, I'm here with cross-country member Ryan Shanahan. So what would you say, like, your first impression was when you came to Siena? How did you know it was the school for you?
I'd honestly say I have liked Siena since like I was a young kid, because I would always go to the basketball camp.
Yep, same.
I'd always go to that basketball camp and I'd always go with my friends to the Siena games, and I always loved going to those and I thought it was awesome. And then I visited here like sophomore, junior year, and I loved it. I loved the campus since I wanted to be close to home, so this is a good school.
Yeah.
And then obviously running helped as well, because I got to come here. And yeah, the campus is awesome. I love my friends, the students, the faculty, and it's a great school overall.
Yeah. Do you go home a lot?
Not really. Not as much as I probably should, but I go home probably like once a month.
Oh my, yeah, to be that close is kind of funny.
To like once a month, yeah. It's only like a 15-minute drive, and I go like once a month probably.
Yeah.
So I went bowling last week, though, so
that's like the last time. Why did you go with the family or something?
My parents have, like, a bowling league, and I, like, played for them, which is funny.
Was it fun? Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was a good time. Like, they have the standings and, like, their scorecard, and like, they take it so serious. And I was just trying to have fun, and they were, like, sweating over it.
Clifton Park parents, man.
Yeah, dude. The spare time was full. Like, full of the people in the league. It was ridiculous.
Wait, so is it just, like, you guys, like, the young ones, and then, like...
I mean, I'm not part of the league. I was, like, substituting for some, but, like, that was my first time going. Yeah, it's, like, all parents. And they, like, were, like, taking it seriously, like, running the whole lanes, like, scorecards and everything. And, like, I was just, like, I'm trying to have fun. And they're like, you gotta bowl good tonight. I'm like, I don't know how that's going to go.
I never got into bowling, but that's actually really funny.
Yeah, it's more of like a fun sport, not trying to take it actually serious.
So were your parents impressed with what you did, or were they upset?
I didn't. Honestly, I played pretty horrible. I only broke 100 once. Because it's three full games and
Oh, you play three?
Yeah, it's three full games.
Wow.
And the thing about it, which I didn't understand, was you switch from the lane next to you, back and forth, which I didn't know that was a thing. And they were switching back and forth, and I was like, all right, I guess they're really serious about this.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it was definitely something.
So is your house going to be crazy for the winter? Are all the girls home?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ryan has four sisters.
Yeah, I am the only guy with four sisters, and
you're the only guy.
I might have got moved down to the basement to sleep for my winter break. So
why?
I think I lost my room because my two sisters now that are out of college, they work in the Albany area, so they still live at home. So my sister Lauren tore her ACL.
Aww.
Yeah. So she has the room in the bottom, which was my older sister Bridget's room. So I think she has to move upstairs to my room, and I got tossed in the basement. I think that's what I've been hearing and the rumor of the house. So
I guess you'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, since you only come home once a month, I guess you'll find out when you get there. So do all of your sisters play sports, right? Or played them?
In high school, my two oldest sisters played field hockey and lacrosse, and same with my two younger sisters. My oldest, Bridget, she went to play field hockey at Merrimack, and then Lauren, who plays lacrosse now at Clarkson. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So our family games competitive as I mean
we're too old now to be playing family games, but definitely
too old. You're the only people who say that.
Yeah, definitely basketball games in the driveway or mini lacrosse games it's still really competitive either way, but honestly now it's card games and
that's what I would say. I was like,
yeah,
card
it's,
games
it's
go
more
hard.
It's more card games and like board games overall now that we sweat now. Not really the sports type of anymore.
Yeah.
Me and Lauren used to scrap in basketball though.
I know. I used to play with her.
Yeah. She would never win though, she won once and it was the biggest deal in the world. And she was celebrating a bunch and I didn't like that. So
it
didn't happen again.
Yeah. Cause wait, how many years apart are you guys?
We're 2 years apart.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
she's
a sophomore.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about when I would do that with my siblings. It just never went over well.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Molly's a junior in high school now.
Is she playing any sports?
She's playing lacrosse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if she's doing field hockey, but she's definitely doing lacrosse. Yeah. I know that for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say she's the only one in the house, but not really because of the girls.
I mean, she gets treated like it. She gets all the attention, all the stuff from the parents. So
it's always the last kid.
Yeah, the last kids.
My brother makes me so mad.
The last kids get everything handed to them on a platter.
They do because our parents.
They don't care.
Our parents are they don't care, but two, they're like, oh, it's the last one. Like,
yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. They're walking into the honeymoon phase of their life.
Yep, I know. Retirement's on the way.
Yeah, almost. Wild to think about.
But I'm going to really consider you the middle child because you're the only boy. So, the boy gets...
Yeah, I had my own room and everyone else had to share the room. So it was I was able to do whatever I want, but then they'd still have to, I'd hear, bickering and arguing in the other room. And I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah, couldn't be me.
Yeah, I also just stayed out of their way because they all they do is just complain and argue with each other. So I just stick in the corner. Me and my dad just stick in the corner while all of them just do their thing, and it's just
you guys
a lot.
Are severely outnumbered.
Oh,
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, yeah, we find whatever we can do to get away.
It happens.
Yeah.
So again, this is the BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We are located at the 88.3 radio station today, and I'm here with cross-country member Ryan Shanahan. So what are some things you guys are doing right now to prepare for meets and stuff?
Right now, we're not really, like, doing as much as we usually would during, like, the peak of our season. But, like, we're still getting back to it after running cross country. So we're still doing, like, runs every day. We still lift, like, twice a week. We do, all like, our stretches and core and stuff like that. But it's kind of low-key now until, like, kind of until we get back from break. So we still have to run and do all that stuff until we get back.
Yeah, so what are you kind of doing, I guess, when you're home? Just basically running and some workouts?
Yeah, basically it's just running, like, on our own or with people that live around us. Luckily, there's a lot of people that go to Siena that live locally, so it's nice to be able to run with people instead of having running alone. That's probably
brutal.
The one thing that sucked about running, like, a lot of the summer, because I would have to wake up for my job early, so I'd have to run at, like, 6 in the morning, and I was, like, running by myself through Man Boulevard. Definitely wasn't my favorite part.
That neighborhood's huge, though.
Yeah, I mean, I can get far in there, go pretty deep.
Do you get bored of, like, certain, like, I don't know, places that you run?
I'd say, yeah, but it's not like I have, like, much to choose from. Like, I usually, like, I've made loops in my neighborhood that I know, like the exact amount of, like, mileage and, like, how long it would take me to do it. Cause, like, I've done it so many times. Like, I have this one loop that's exactly 20 minutes that I know will be 20 minutes, or, like, a loop that's 35 minutes that will be exactly 35 minutes.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you know you've ran too much in your neighborhood. Yeah.
At this house I ran. That's funny. Where do you guys run here? Just kind of around campus?
Not really, to be honest. The only place to really run here on campus is maybe the turf and the field behind it. But other than that, like, we run to the cemetery. That's probably one of the most we go. Or, like, there's a neighborhood that we do most of our workouts at called Fiddlers. That's where we usually do a lot of stuff over there.
Oh, okay.
But we have, like, a bunch of loops. Like, a lot go through, like, the roads or, like, the neighborhoods of Loudonville. But, yeah, it's kind of just, like, on the fly.
So you guys just, like, go run and then you're kind of, like, done once you complete what you had to do?
I mean, usually we get, like, say, like, it's a normal day. We get, like, 50 minutes. We usually have, like, a loop that's 50 minutes that we know that will get us back in that time. So it kind of depends what run we have that day.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
What are some things you'd say you'd had to sacrifice for running?
I'd probably say there's a good amount of things, but one in particular is definitely, like, what's the word I want to use, like, patience, because a lot of the weekends that I've ran here, we have Saturday Sunday practice, and seeing, like, all your friends go out on Saturdays or Fridays is, like, kind of demoralizing, but still like, I still have a lot of fun with the guys I have now. It's, like, fun to be around them and have experiences with them, which honestly are better than going out every weekend. But I still enjoy it. It's a lot, but, like, it definitely, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, I want to do this. But I still love having fun with the guys on the team.
Yeah. How do you manage doing, like, being an athlete but also doing school at the same time?
It's definitely a struggle at times, because it's like, we have practice at this time, class, and then I still have to do homework or study. So it's definitely like, I have to, like, go through the day, like, thinking what I want to do for the day and, like, how I'm going to fit my homework or studying in there.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that, like, you have to think about and plan throughout the week, and so you're not, like, squashed on, like, a Thursday before like a Friday test.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. What is your proudest moment as an athlete?
That's a good one.
It can be for, like, any sport. It doesn't have to just be.
I mean, I wasn't that good at lacrosse, unless you want to talk about the JV days.
The JV days on lacrosse. I mean, it sounds fun to me.
I'd probably say it was probably this spring when I medaled in the IC4A 3K.
Yeah.
I mean, the field wasn't that big, but I still got fourth. So
I consider that,
it was, like, downpouring too, which sucked, but it was over in, George Mason in Virginia, and It was good. It was good.
Quick water break.
Yeah. No, it's getting a little parched.
Yeah, no, it's all good. That's actually really cool, though, because I feel like there's... Because I had to go... When did I watch a meet? I watched one of the meets, like, last fall.
And that it was like, probably the cross-country, like, the championships.
The championships. But I'm like, that's a lot of people running. Like, I would get frustrated because it's like...
Yeah.
I could win. I couldn't at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, like, we have Iona in our conference.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're, like, they went to nationals this year. Like, they're, like, legit and...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure for that race, like four of them came in second, third, fourth. I was like, wow, what are
they're another level.
But I heard like parents in the background, they're like, oh, Iona again.
Yeah, like the thing about it, which sucks, is a lot of their people like are like either transfers or like international students. So it's like they're getting all like the special people overseas while we're all like the straight from section two or the 518.
No one wants to come to upstate.
Yeah, no one wants to come to upstate. They want to go to the city.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. Iona's so close. So, like, if you don't really know much about the city, it's like.
Yeah.
I don't like the city, though.
We had this big, like, argument on our team going that, like, that Boston's better than New York City. Because I feel like New York City's always so crowded and, like.
It is.
Not, like, it's, like, kind of. Dirty in a sense, like
it stinks.
It's like there's like trash on the ground all over the place, and like Boston's on another hand is like has like at least a little bit of decency and like
cleaner.
Yeah, definitely cleaner. Yeah, and it has like it's a growing city too compared to New York City, which is definitely dying for sure.
So of this team debate, which one's kind of winning?
Honestly, at this point, Boston. But it's like the only people that are saying New York City are the people that live near New York City and like
the
Long Island kids, the New Jersey kids, the ones that like New York Giants, like they love their New York teams. Like, but I'm obviously pro Boston since I like Boston, but
yeah. Do you have any family from there? Like, how did you start liking Boston? Or just kind of happened?
So my dad likes the Red Sox, so that basically got me started there, but. My grandma also used to live in Boston, so that kind of is where he got to liking like the Red Sox in Boston. So that's kind of how it started. And then he's honestly a Giants fan, but I,
boo.
Yeah, I honestly was just like the Patriots for some reason, and I just stuck with it. Honestly, they were good at the time, like, but not to like tie myself on the shoulder. They still lost in the Super Bowl to the Giants,
yeah,
but like
it happens.
But they were a team that I liked for a while, and I kind of just stuck with it. And honestly, they were really good, and I got a lot of championships out of it, which
messed up
is good now because I don't know when the next one will be, which is horrible to say, but
it's true. You. That's how I feel with the Steelers too.
Yeah, the Steelers are always
so
just
good.
Like mid.
They were so good, and then all of a sudden it just. They were so bad so quickly.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of stayed in the middle.
I mean, they're definitely there looking like a playoff team, but I don't know now without their quarterback.
I know. I'm sick. I'm so upset for him, but.
Yeah. Happens.
He's kind of a mess, though. So what are you going to do? Do you have any short-term goals you want to accomplish? This year? It can be with whatever.
I'd honestly say just. PR in at least one event because honestly I have not a lot of expectations since I got hurt in the fall.
Basically
just PR an event because I feel like I could probably do something subpar, sub good in the indoor or outdoor, so we'll see how it goes. Bearing my injury.
So like for the events, are you usually running the same, like how does it work? Does it range like how much you're running for certain?
Yeah, so, like, indoors, the farthest event they have is, like, the indoor 5K. So that's, like, 25 laps around, like, a little 200-meter track.
The indoor track, yeah.
Or it's, like, outdoor. It's a 10K, which is a 6.2-mile race. Like, that's the highest. But, like, usually I do, like, 5K, 3K indoor. And then, like, outdoor, usually it's, like, mile and 5K. So I usually... 5K is probably my main event.
Yeah.
But I have relatively faster times in the 3K. So it's interesting.
So do you like any of them the most, or is it kind of just like whatever
works? Honestly, it's probably whether I'm running good in the event or not. Like, obviously, yeah, I'm going to hate the 5K if I'm running horrible in the 5K, or I'll love the 3K because I'm running good in the 3K. Like,
yeah,
probably recently the 3K because I ran so good in that last year. But yeah.
So when will you kind of do that event? In the spring?
No, the 3K is just...
Fall?
It's just, I think it's indoor. Oh, but okay. That's how I medaled at IC4A's in the spring, was from the 3K, which is interesting because they usually don't have the 3K outdoors, but...
Yeah. Were you were you feeling good like going into that race? Did you think it was going to be the way it did, or...?
I honestly... didn't know, because the week before or at conferences I like ran like probably one of my worst races of my like whole life.
Happens.
Yeah, so I was just like, didn't really have any expectations, and I kind of just held on and placed fourth, which is pretty good, so I'll take that one.
Yeah, so hopefully you can do it again.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Do you have any interests or hobbies outside of running?
That's a good one. I'd honestly say like sports. I like,
yeah, I was gonna say that.
There's like, honestly, there's not really much besides like sports and like,
yeah,
playing sports, watching sports, or like, I don't even know, like golf, basketball.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. I honestly, like running in school takes up a lot of time. So yeah. Besides that, like, I really don't have much time besides, like, sitting down and watching, like, a basketball game on TV, or, like,
yeah,
shooting hoops after practice for, like, 20 minutes.
Do you shoot them on that backcourt?
What?
Do you guys go into, like, well, I guess now that it's cold, but you ever shoot on the backcourts that they have outside?
Funny story enough, freshman year when, like, when we had COVID and all that stuff, we had to, like, you couldn't play basketball inside. So you had to go, like... you could only play outside. Wow. And it's like the double rim, so it's like,
yeah, it's
you
awful.
Can't even try to hit a jump shot if you tried.
No.
Unless it's a pure swish.
No, yeah, that one's brutal.
Yeah, those courts gave back a lot of memories from freshman year. We used to do that all the time.
Yeah, because that year was tough, because like, what else were you going to do, kind of?
You literally couldn't do anything besides sit in your room. Like, you literally had to put on a mask if you wanted to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that was like
awful.
Yeah, that was some like that was horrible.
Well, again, this is a BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and we're located at the 88.3 radio station. Today I'm here with cross country member Ryan Shanahan. Well, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me.